You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yekadosh bring a few very beautiful points. As the birth of Moshe Abraham Shalom, we are informed in the beginning of the Sefer Shemot, Vayelech Ish mi Beit Levi, Vayikach Bat mi Beit Levi. So now here is mentioned Ish, somebody, you know, went to the house of Levi and got married to her, and then Moshe Abraham Shalom was born. So now, as you know, Yocheved Alah Shalom, at what age gave birth to Moshe Abraham Shalom? How old was she?
She was very old, I know.
No, not that old. No, she was young. She was a young lady at age of 130. Yeah, at the age of 130, she gave birth to Moshe Abraham Shalom. So Rabbi Aryeh HaKadosh explains that actually we see that Adam HaRishon, after he committed the sin of eating from Etz Hadaat, so he separated a little bit from his wife for some little time. You know how long he was separated from Chava?
10 years.
Say?
500 something.
500? It's a little.
From what I heard. 110, no?
Chazak about 130 years. Mm-hmm. So 130 years, he was separated from Chava. So now here, Rabbeinu Aryeh HaKadosh explains that actually, Yocheved, Alah Shalom, the mother of Moshe Abraham Shalom, was the Gilgul of Chava. Yeah, it was the reincarnation of the Chava, the same way that Chava was separated from Adam HaRishon for 130 years. So now at the age of 130, she gave birth to Moshe Abraham Shalom. So now, there's another interesting point that we see that Hevel, unfortunately, did not live very long because of the story of the sacrifices. So now the question obviously is, why after his sacrifice was accepted, why should he be punished?
Because he did not advise his brother what to do.
Ah, very nice, very nice. So now we see Moshe Abraham Shalom, after he came to Midian, so Yitro gave him a job. What was his job?
Shepherd.
He became a shepherd. So now here it says that Moshe Abraham Shalom gazed the cattle after the desert, Achar HaMidbar. So Rashi HaKadosh says that Moshe Abraham Shalom was very, very cautious that the cattle of Yitro would not go to other area that doesn't belong. To say Achar HaMidbar, he went to the area that is Hefker, that means it doesn't belong to anybody. So now, the Midrash Rabbah, as Rabbeinu Aryeh HaKadosh brings this midrash, this very interesting midrash, brings that the reason that Hevel was killed by his brother because the korban that he brought, actually he stole it from Cain. So now here we see Moshe Abraham Shalom, that is Gilgul of Hevel, the reincarnation of the Hevel. He came back to fix whatever that Hevel did in the past life. So we see that when he says that he was so cautious that the cattle would not go to other area, Why? Because it was fixing and correcting, yeah, whatever that Hevel did wrong. And that's how, you know, he was punished. So now here, it's very interesting. It says that Moshe Haya Roe Son Yitro. What is Haya means? Is it present, past, or future? Past. She said Moshe Roe Son Yitro. So Rabbi Haya says this is the proof. So when he says Haya, so that means he did something in the past, Moshe, he did something in the past that he has to fix it now. So now it's very interesting that we see that the wrongdoing after Adam and Rishon, that he ate from the Eitz Hadaat, and then the outcome was that he was separated from Chava for 130 years. So then he brought the force that the lady come to this world, that is Yocheved, that is Gilgul of Chava, and then give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom at age of 130 years. Isn't that something? So now here you see a very interesting thing, that sometimes, it rarely happens, that people, when they make a mistake, then they feel, you know, that's it, there's no hope for me. I mean, it never happens. Some people. But here we learn, no. That means every mistake has a potential to bring such a great force to this world. So that means you should not, God forbid, to be broken and shattered by the mistake that took place. Because every mistake has a potential to bring such a great things. And that's what exactly the Sheva Adar is all about. Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, that was brought to this world to bring such a, as it says in the Mizmor, Ve'alita Lamarom, Ve'heveta Shevi, brought the Torah, not only for Am Yisrael, for the whole Olam. But here the background we see, it looks so terrible, so negative, but the fact of the matter here is, that's not true. And the lesson here is, today you have to learn that whatever that might go wrong, actually there's something very, very good in it. And should not, chas v'shalom, make you disappointed, make you hopeless. Actually, you have to expect that something very, very great is just about to come. And Hashem is like, Yenu b'Yeshuot, b'Besorot Tovot, b'Yad Goel Seder, b'Yizchut Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.